This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The 3-pack is back. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You want to know why prices are so high?
Do you want to know why? Do you really want to know why, pal? I'll tell you why.
9 major shipping companies consolidated into 3 alliances control the vast majority of ocean shipping in the world.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And by the way, my sympathies to your the family of your...
Blah! Can't talk today.
Your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly.
He's bitten the dust, bought the farm, he's cashing his chips. He's been deep sixed, he's doing the lawn limbo right now. He's deceased, departed, hard as a carp. He's hanging 10 on the satin-lined surfboard, trolling for topsoil trout. He's on the sod subway wearing the toe-tag turtleneck, test-driving the wooden Buick. He's eating moss muffins.
Dead. Dead. Dead.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242 is the number to join us this afternoon. And big thanks to everybody over at Payne's Patio in Pocasset, Massachusetts today for hosting the Howie Carr Show there from 3 to 6. That is not the end of the Cape Cod remote season for the Howie Carr Show, because on Monday, both Howie and Grace will be in Falmouth, and they will be at the famed and fabled Bucatino restaurant, great Italian spot on the Cape. And with us now from Bucatino is Beth. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Absolutely. So you've got Howie and Grace back there. I believe they've been there last year, and they had a great time. Howie loved the stuffed grande meatballs. That was one of his favorites, but you've got a hell of a lot more than that on the menu I'm looking right now. What can our listeners expect when they drop in on Monday?
So we will have a wonderful spot. We'll be in our function room, our garden room, so it's beautiful outside, looking over looking over the outside patio. And, we'll have food and drinks available if anyone's interested. We've got a nice selection of sandwiches, salads, pizzas. So it'll be nice.
You guys are open, I see on your website, 7 days a week for both lunch and dinner. That's kind of rare. Usually restaurants take a day off or so, Mondays off or something like that. But you guys are working around the clock, it seems, huh?
We are. We are open 7 days, yes.
How's the help situation these days?
Oh, it's definitely been a challenge, I have to say. I think we're doing pretty good right now, though. Thankfully, we're pretty much staffed for the summer.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Summer's on the Cape. You can't beat them. And I'm sure you guys are doing a lot of entertainment. I'm looking at your entertainment menu as well. You've got some tunes tonight, tomorrow night. You got live entertainment just about every weekend.
We do.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice. We do the entertainment in the lounge. People enjoy it. People like coming in, hanging out, visiting with friends. It's nice.
Yeah, it gives you that all-in-one spot. You want to go out and do something and feel like when you've come home, you've actually gone out and done something, not just gone out for a meal. You've been entertained, and you guys provide that.
Yes, we do.
What other specials do you have that are going on? What's unique to Bucatino?
I think just our food is unique. You know, we have some really nice dinner specials. Each nice chef prepares some really delicious recipes, and I think, you know, our outside patio is very nice. It's just lovely out there, and it's just a fun place.
What would you say is your big seller, your specialty?
I think the bolognese, the buca bolognese.
Oh, I love a good bolognese. That's, you know, different restaurants, you have a different dish to judge them by. I think if I go to a Chinese place, it's the fried rice and an egg roll to see if it's any good. Italian spots, I always start off with a bolognese, and that's the measure of a good Italian restaurant, I think.
Thank you. I think so, too.
I wish I were able to go there. I'm stuck here, you know, running the board for Grace and Howie. But actually, no, I've got Monday off, but I'm going to be out of state. But I'll get there sometime.
I hope so.
It's going to be a lot of fun on Monday. Howie's been there before. How is he as a customer? Do you know?
You know, unfortunately, I didn't get to meet him.
Okay.
But I will on Monday.
You sure will.
We're so excited to have him here as well as Grace.
You won't forget it. What else can you tell people about Bucatino before we let everybody know where you guys are located and how they can check you guys out online?
Yeah, I mean, you've covered it. Just so you know, we're a great spot. We're family friendly. We've got the lounge, you know, for adult entertainment. It's just a wonderful spot, wonderful place to go.
Excellent. So where can people find you online, and where can people find you physically?
Sure. So our website is bucawinebar.com, and physically we're located in North Falmouth. We're 7 Nathan Ellis Highway, right at the corner of 151 and 28A.
Excellent.
We've got plenty of parking, too.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much, Beth. We're looking forward to being there. Well, Howie and Grace are looking forward to being there. I would look forward to being there if I were working that day, but unfortunately I'm not. So I will get down there at some point, hopefully this summer. Thank you so much, Beth, and we're going to have a great time there. Yes, take care.
Yes.
12 to 6 on Monday, Bucatino Restaurant, Howie and Grace. Thanks again, Beth, from Bucatino.
844-500-4242.
I always miss out on the really good Payne's Patio. I would like to relax on a hammock while I'm working. It sounds like a good time. And Bucatino, just again, bucawinebar.com, bucawinebar.com. And if you're in the area, if you're in the Falmouth area, heading out to the Cape, if you've got Juneteenth off, this is a great way to spend it. Go to your nice, friendly Italian restaurant to celebrate Juneteenth.
As Kamala would say, enjoy the long weekend.
Enjoy the long weekend. Are we able to stock up for Christmas starting now yet, as she issued that friendly advice that there's maybe, I mean, can you get anything now ahead of time? That's a good question. Last year it was, buy Christmas presents early because there's going to be a supply chain shortage. It's funny, she was able to see the supply chain shortage. Nobody else warned anything about it. Maybe she's better than we thought, Jared. Maybe we misjudged her. But she hasn't said anything as of yet. It's almost Christmas in July. All right, so what I want to do for the rest of the hour is have a little bit of fun and do a segment that I think most people, I think we've done this before on the Howie Carr Show, but it's been a long time since I've heard of it being done. That's Governor for a Day. If you were governor for a day, what would you change? It doesn't have to be necessarily governor of Massachusetts, all right? Any state you're in, if you're calling in from New Hampshire, from Maine, from Vermont, from New Mexico, wherever you are, if you were governor for a day, what's one thing that you would change about state law, or one thing that you would implement, maybe a new law? And it can be serious. It can be on the lighter side. That's where mine is. I've got several I'll share with you. I'll start off with one just to get things rolling here. 844-500-4242. If you were governor for a day, what big or small issues would you tackle? So one of my big bugaboos in the morning, and I think just about all of my governor for a day items revolve around the morning commute. This past 2 weeks, our coffee maker has been broken. The brand new coffee maker that I couldn't get in time for Christmas that came 2 months later because of Joe Biden's supply chain shortage, it broke. It's an expensive coffee maker. It's under warranty, thank God. So we just sent it back. So I've had to go out for my coffee. Now, there's two ways you can do this. You can utilize the drive-through if the line is short enough and you know it's not going to take you that long, or you walk inside and get the coffee. But most days I'm in more of a hurry and the drive-through is more convenient. Never, ever, ever fails. I get in the drive-thru, I see four cars tops. If there's anything over that, I try to find another coffee shop in another town that's on the way to work. Never fails. The car in front of me always, always orders for everybody at work and all their food as well. All the breakfast. They're getting the bagel sandwiches. They're getting the hash browns. They're getting everything. So, my governor for a day item, priority number one, if I were voted into office, and I think if I ran on this, I would win hands down. It would be a landslide. My rule would be between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. If you're utilizing the drive-thru, it's a two-drink maximum, no food items. You cannot order food items in the drive-thru. Doesn't matter what drive-thru it is. Two beverages max. You can't order for the whole office. If you want to order more than that, you take the time, you park your car, you get your butt inside, and you order standing in line like a peasant, as Nancy Pelosi would say. So that's my one. I've got several more. You're going to love them. 844-500-4242. If you were governor for a day, what changes would you make? We'll take a break. Be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They've helped Howie and some of the staff here. They can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance Audit at no charge, no obligation, rizzoinsurance.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever consider voting for Mike Pence in a GOP presidential primary?
It's not to say I would, but the question is, would I consider it? And, yeah, I would consider. Yeah.
21% agrees. They say yes. 79% say no.
844-500-42.
Not ever.
42. You're governor for a day. Jared, you got any? If you were governor for a day?
I would go big. I would go bold. I would abolish the state senate.
Abolish the
abolish
state senate.
Abolish it. Get rid of it. Mayors, you run everything.
Interesting. Interesting.
No higher government needed. Everyone report directly to me.
Put a freeze on state law.
Yeah.
Nothing new, nothing taken away. Let's just leave it.
I'd probably give some gun laws back.
Okay. But that'd be nice. All right. If you were governor for a day, what's your number one priority? Bill, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. You're governor for a day. Go ahead, Bill.
From the legislators, you got to take away the per diems, all this gas money that they get for driving nowhere. Doesn't Spelka have a car on us? Isn't she driving around in a car that we're paying for?
It's quite
take
possible.
Take away all of that, those stuff. Get rid of them.
All the fat, all the perks of the job. All right, that's not a bad one, Bill. Thanks very much for the call. Debbie, you're next. You're governor for a day. What are you doing, Debbie?
Well, you know, it might sound crazy, but I do a lot of traveling, and I see more pickup trucks with cargo that's falling out, come flying at me. My husband had a mattress fly at him when he was on a motorcycle. Right now, I have a big crack in my windshield for debris that fell out of a pickup truck. So to me, I would make it a law. you have something in your pickup bed, you better have a cargo cover or you better have a netting.
Ooh, very good. Yeah, cargo cover or some sort of netting, or at least, you know, some sort of strapped down. Everything's got to be strapped down. Not what's the fine on that if they're not in compliance?
Well, I'd make it bad. You know,
lose your license.
Money that they would steal.
$500. $500 bucks.
Fine.
Whoa. Yeah, that'd do it for me.
I'm telling you, it's serious.
Oh,
it's
I know. I hear you.
Shovels come flying, and I saw a guy who had leaves. By the time he got to his place, there were no leaves left.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, Debbie. I'm guilty of that one. Not on purpose, though. I had a bunch of lawn bags, and they weren't entirely secure. But I made sure not to go too fast, and nothing really flew out. But I've done that before. Debbie wants $500 fines for people that don't tie anything down or don't use covers.
That's, I agree to that. $4.95 looks like a flea market most of the time. The side of the road.
Ooh, what's that? Ooh, what's that? Dave, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. You're governor for a day. What are you doing, Dave?
Taylor, if I were governor of Massachusetts for a day, I would reverse one of the first examples of woke cancel culture. I would put the arrow back in the pilgrim hat on the Massachusetts Turnpike logo.
So what, they took away the hat or just
No, this was years ago, decades. I remember in the 60s, 70s, they had the pilgrim hat and there was an arrow through it. And I don't know, about 30 years ago.
Oh, okay. Wow. No, I never knew that. Never saw that. So that's what
exactly.
You do.
I have old maps and they show it. So I'm keeping those.
Wow.
And yeah, they took out the arrow. I guess, you know, it reflected poorly upon the Native American population, but I thought it was cool.
Interesting. Wow. Thanks very much for the call, Dave. 603 says, if I were governor of Massachusetts for a day, I would ban anyone from taking left turns on the Cape. Ever been on 28 during the summer, stuck behind some tourist attempting to make a left? Yes. Yes, traffic backed up for miles. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Every left turn is the ocean. What are you doing?
Well, it depends on which direction you're going. Yeah, I get it. Richard, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. You're governor for a day, Richard. What are you doing?
Well, I'd do two things, actually, okay? One is eliminate the gas tax for a whole year, okay? And only charge gas tax for the federal people. And number two, give them 2 days off of work with no pay.
Giving who 2 days off?
I want all the federal employees the politicians not to get paid for 2 days.
Okay, and you want them subject to the Massachusetts state gas tax, just the federal people?
Just the federal people got to pay the gas tax.
Interesting. Yeah, let them carry the load. I mean, they're probably getting reimbursed for their mileage anyway. Thanks very much for the call, Richard. Dan, real quick, we've got 30 seconds here. What's your governor for the day? Go ahead.
Real simple. I'm from New Hampshire. Build a wall on our southern border and only let assholes in for a 3-hour shopping visa and then get out. Don't mask up New Hampshire.
I like the way you think, Dan. Thanks very much for the call. All right, you're governor for a day. What are you doing? We'll keep this going. I've got a few more myself. 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All right, 207 sent me the picture of the pilgrim hat with the arrow through it. I've seen some older Massachusetts documents with that insignia on it. Rambo 413, he'd be a very, is this un-PC to say, he'd be a very bipolar governor. First he says free ice cream, then he's public canings, and then free chocolate. It's quite a day for a lot of people. Taylor, if 413, if I was governor for a day, a Limerick guy, My first rule would be that when you're at a drive-up teller, you don't get to send the tube back again. You get one shot to do your business, then get lost. I agree with that. I didn't know. In my area, they get rid of all the tubes. I haven't seen a tube in a long time.
Where I am, it's all ATMs.
It's all drive-up ATMs. You want a teller, you go inside. I've got another one. Again, with my morning commute, and this happens when I don't want to wait in the drive-thru, I go inside. Cumbie's has great coffee, 99 cents. It's $1.06 with tax every single day. So you get in line, there's two or three people in front of you. One of them inevitably is cashing a lottery ticket and then choosing, oh, which one? I'll take a number 5. Number 3, is that a $2? No, I don't want the two. Let's go. Come on. Move it.
Yep.
No lottery sales between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., just like the drive-thru. And I would extend lottery sales through the night, 11 p.m. through 5 a.m. 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.? No lottery sales, no lottery cashing. Hate that. And I make a stink about it, too. I tell them, let's go. Come on. People have jobs here. We've got to make actual money that we're not going to piss away. Stan, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. You're governor for a day, Stan. What are you doing?
Abolishing school committees across the board.
Ooh.
Because what you have is a bunch of different people with a bunch of different agendas, and the best qualified people are the ones that are in the schools themselves with the principals, the assistant principals. And I saw a situation where I was on a committee and we interviewed a person and we said no, and the school committee said yes, and the person didn't last 9 months. I want real professionals, the people that are in the classroom, and the principals and the assistant principals to make the decisions, not a bunch of elected people for the school committee to have no idea what it is to be in a classroom and do the right thing for your students, because the students are the most important thing for the people of Massachusetts, because they are the future of Massachusetts.
Well, here's the question over that, Stan. I mean, isn't it incumbent on the voters to kind of do their homework? Listen, stupid question. We voted a lot of stupid people into office, even Republicans. Isn't it incumbent on us to review the candidates and make the right choices? And if somebody acts in a way, as you've described, to start a campaign to vote them out?
Right. And, you know, instead of going through all that, right, let's choose the professionals, the people that have gotten their degrees. Look at what it takes to be a teacher today. You have to have your bachelor's degree first. You've got 5 years to get a master's degree. And if you don't get it, guess what? There goes your teacher's license, right? And we've got people that are all over the place. We've got some professionals. We've got some people that are, and I won't even name it, but in various positions and so forth that have no idea, but they have certain ideas about what should be done to make sure that their agenda is met. And this is totally wrong. We have a duty. We have a duty to every single student in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to make sure that we afford them the best possible education without this, what I would call political interference by one person that has been, you know, and they pick these people for these slots of superintendent and so forth. And let me tell you something, it's the wrong thing. It
all
really
right.
is.
Thanks very much, Stan. We've got to move on. Appreciate the thoughts. 844-500-4242-413. If I were governor for the day, I'd make an executive order requiring any legislation that comes across my desk for a signature also comes with two laws to be repealed for every bill requiring a signature to pass. Two laws repealed for every new law instituted. I like that, but I mean, eventually you run out of stuff to get rid of, don't you? 508, tell Taylor to hit up Wendy's drive-thru on King's Highway in New Bedford. $1.06 coffee and almost no waiting in the morning. Good idea. Thanks very much for the tip. A little out of my way, though. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mike. You're governor for a day. What are you doing?
Hi, Taylor. Since you took mine, I have a thing about lottery tickets, too.
Oh, okay.
My God, lottery tickets. Well, anyway, I moved away from Massachusetts down here to the state of Florida, hoping to escape it. Nope, it's like that down here, too. have to wait for people with lottery tickets. So I'm on board with you. Only certain hours of the day works for me.
All right, you're co-sponsoring my bill. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks
yes,
very
sir.
Much.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care, Mike. 844-500-4242-401. This is obvious. Deport illegal aliens when they've committed a crime. I mean, I can shorten that for you. Deport illegal aliens. That is the crime. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next. You're governor for a day, Bob. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I live in Connecticut, but I drive up in the greater Boston area a lot. And I wish if I were the governor for a day, I would have an infomercial on how to navigate through a crosswalk, not only for the drivers, but for the pedestrians. Explain what jaywalking actually is.
Yeah.
There's too many people over there that just, they're walking through the crosswalks, they're looking at their phone, they're paying no attention at all. Or they just kind of run into the thing and they expect everybody to stop because they're near it.
Oh, no, they don't run. They saunter across without looking. No, I know exactly what you mean, Bob. And, yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to end up like Mr. Garcia, tied up in court for a day, trying to beat a jaywalking rap. 508 says, tell the caller, Fauci, tell Stan, Fauci has a lot of degrees. Don't trust the experts. Mic drop. 401, no drag queens within 20 yards of preschool story time. No special interest groups in public buildings, period. No. That's tough to do, but, nothing sexually oriented going on around libraries specifically. 781, no bicycle riding in groups larger than four. I have to cut through Dover to get to the highway and it's like driving through the Tour de France. Well, what if you're a family of five
and bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Abolish the bike lanes. There's another one.
Yes.
Sean, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. What are you doing, Governor, for a day, Sean?
Hey, Taylor. All right, so, you know, for years I've seen the police directing traffic around construction. They got two state trooper cars, three patrol cars, a bunch of cops directing traffic around heavy construction equipment. So why don't we take them and swap them with Susie Q. Homemaker, who's doing crossing guard duty at the school. If a private citizen can become a cop and direct traffic, well, a private citizen can just direct traffic and we can have the police.
I think they're kind of doing that. Aren't they doing that? I think they're doing something like that in Somerville or something. Where
are they?
Ex-cons. Well, no, current. Are they ex? Yeah, they're ex-cons. They... or maybe they're still cons. I'm not sure. But there is a program that's starting up in Massachusetts where convicts are going to be directing details, construction details. So, I mean, that's
fantastic. I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that. I know in New Hampshire they got, just everyday Joe directs traffic, you know, around construction. So why do we have our most valuable resource, our children, being protected by... an average Joe, and we have armed police officers protecting construction equipment. It never made sense.
That's
to me.
A very good point.
Now that the school shootings have been happening these past 20 years, it's really come to the forefront. I think this is an easy swap.
Yeah, that is a good idea, Sean. Thanks very much for the call. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're governor for a day. What are you doing, Peter?
Hey, thanks for taking the phone call. I think we all agree you do a great job when you sit in for Howie.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And the Solar Wind thing. The Solar Wind song was great. yeah, it was. So, and everyone knows it. So, you know, governor for a day, if it was Vermont or any state for that matter, I'd overfund the police and whatever municipal funds, whatever slush funds, budget surplus money is available. You know, it's going to get taken away, whether it's local law enforcement, municipal law enforcement, state police, it has to happen. So that's what I do for a day.
Overfund the police. To what extent?
Overfund the police.
Just give them a budget above and beyond what they were looking for?
Yeah, you do it for a day. I mean, there's only so much money you could give them at any rate at that point anyway. So, it's going to get taken away once you're gone after being governor for a day. So, yeah, I would give him as much money as I could find in the state coffers.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Peter. Appreciate it. 844-500-4242. John, you're governor for a day on the Howie Carr Show here. What are you doing, John?
Well, this could be a little deep or a little nuanced for a nice Friday afternoon in the summertime, but I think the one thing I would do that would fix almost every other problem, I would outlaw withholding. I would make every single person in the Commonwealth have to be paid their gross salary, whether they're paid weekly or every other week or monthly, and then everyone would have to sit down and write a check to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. and once they saw
how much
they were paying and how little they were getting for it, we'd have a freaking revolution. And then we'd get rid of so much government, it would solve almost every other problem. But people don't realize how much they're spending and how little they're getting for it.
Yeah, the problem is that with that, John, is it's just even more rife for fraud. You're going to have to hire a bunch of hacks to chase down all these people that haven't paid their taxes. And that's the only problem with that. Otherwise, I'd say that's great thinking, but I appreciate the call. Pam, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. You are a governess for the day, Pam. What are you doing?
Thank you, Taylor, for taking my call.
Sure.
Three things that I would do. One, no driver's licenses for the illegal immigrants.
Applause, applause, applause.
Two, yeah. Two, must have voter ID to vote.
Another good one.
And three is I would lower the minimum wage for teenagers. And the reason being they need to learn the value of a dollar. And I don't think the teenagers today are doing that. They're getting paid $15 an hour. And they don't even know what to do, and they're standing there with their cell phones and talking on their cell phones. So I don't think that's right.
So it's supposed to be $15 an hour by January of 2023. So what would you bring it down to?
Well, because of the economy. I mean, it should be as low as seven.
Wow.
I would say seven for 2 years.
Wow, yeah. You're taking us back to like
the value of a dollar.
2010 levels. That's what I was earning when I first entered the workforce. $7 an hour.
Well, in the 80s, when I made $3.50 an hour, I was doing well.
Yeah, listen,
and I
was
the value of a dollar.
I was able to buy. You bought a cheap car. It wasn't a 3-year-old Subaru you were buying. It was I bought a 1993 Mercury Grand Marquis. Cost me $400. Off of some guy's lawn, and, you know, it was probably, 2007 when I bought that car? So it was already 14 years old, and, you know, it lasted a good 2 to 3 years till I found the next car that I wanted off of somebody's lawn. I miss that. I miss not having car payments and buying cars off of people's lawns. That was an adventure. Thanks very much for the call, Pam. We've got to take a break. We'll wrap this up on the other side. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
857 says, I'd bring back Newports. That's it. Just Newports. Listen, your priorities, you're the governor for the day. 508, Taylor, if I were governor for a day, the first thing I would do would be to repeal the 10-round magazine limit. Yeah, I'm sure there'd be a lot of two-way related repeals going on. And just getting rid of a lot of stupid gun laws in Massachusetts. Bill, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. You're governor for a day, Bill. What are you doing?
Hey, Taylor. You know what I'd love to do? I'd like to... when you have an EBT card, you know, you can't use it for anything other than the bare essentials. And once you're done using it, you can't pull out cash and then pay for a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Right? Once you have it, why? Because you've already hit the lottery. That's
one way of putting it, Bill. Thanks very much for the call. Patrick, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of the personal state income tax here in Maine. It only punishes everybody that lives up here year-round. I'm going to raise those sales taxes and get the people that come up here.
There you go. That's a good one. Does Maine really have I guess you've got the summer population to handle that load. Thanks very much for the call, Patrick. Paul, you're next. What are you doing? You're governor for a day, Paul.
Well, governor for a day, I'd probably keep this country safe or state safe, because I'm only governor, and try to save them money. Somebody else had mentioned off-duty policemen for patrol and road work and everything. That tried to get passed or shut down years ago, but it got shut down because there's too many cops. That's where they make their pension money at the end of their tenure or.
Right. So kind of along the same lines as what the caller a few calls ago was saying, you know, just get ordinary Joes to conduct construction details. I'd add on to that, as far as construction's related, no construction between, again, hours of morning commute. It doesn't start until 10 a.m. Construction cannot start until 10 a.m. 4 p.m., I'd say, shut down. And have a night shift that comes in and finishes and works around the clock after 8 p.m. That's it. And give them a nice shift differential, too. Stephen, you're the last governor of the day, Stephen. What are you doing?
A couple quick points. First of all, anyone who has honorably served our country for their minimum four-year term, I'm getting rid of their income tax. They no longer pay income tax to Massachusetts.
Wow, that's great.
That's the least we can do for them.
Sure.
And second of all, I'm doing a trash for cash. You turn in 25 Nip bottles, soda cans, to your local party store, whatever. You get a raffle ticket for a chance.
Very nice. No, I like the idea. Thanks very much, Stephen. We're out of time. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you non-birthing people.